Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
Somewhere, leadership doctrine got lost in absolutes and forgot about probabilities. I mean, a surgeon will tell you a surgery is 95% effective. No longer will they say it'll be 100% solve your problem because they know every human is different. We also know top-down leadership styles of the 90s are not nearly as effective with today's workforce because of the diversity of the generations and people's experiences are so different than they used to be. The business roles that applied decades ago are not right for today's business and social environment. So let's quickly look at three ways being right isn't really right when leading people.
All right, what's way number one?
Motivation. With such a wide range of personalities and expectations in the workplace today, one size doesn't fit all when it comes to motivation. You truly need to know your people to know how properly to motivate each one individually. Motivation is much more effective and right when it's done on an individual basis rather than a group thank you.
Number two,
development. Some people learn with tech, some people need verbal instruction, and some people are self-starters and they'll self-develop. Developing employees also needs to be an individually based process. If you want the right development, the right method will be different for different individuals. Know your people.
And lastly,
projections. Every multi-year strategic plan will be about 40% accurate. So if it's that accuracy is that low, why bother, right? Because unforeseen circumstances can shift the plan significantly. It doesn't mean the end target was wrong. It means the path to reach that target was no longer the right path. Leading in probabilities and not absolutes will give you greater flexibility to be right more often.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.